All right, now I'm going to jump back to item four. Our friends, our new friends, were from a newly formed group, Green, which I want somebody to tell me what green means again.
Green is renewable energy and environmental network.
All right, I like it. All right, so there was a meeting, don't quote me on the exact night, but down at the community center one night, a bunch of us were invited to a meeting to talk about fracking. It was just in general. And actually, it wound up being a meeting that morphed out of that, and we started talking about the toxic chemicals that are coming out of the ground, out of these fracking mines. And I'm not an expert, I'm not a chemist, but I have done enough research now on the internet and talked to enough people where I think I actually kind of get it. But what I would like to see, and what I think we've got out of that group, was kind of a group of concerned people about changing the mindset about energy in Green County, making Green County green. Now, part of it is going to be this fracking ban, and all those, also this brine, the brine ban, which we're going to talk about probably in detail in a minute. But I'm excited about it. I'd love you guys at some point to connect up with the group that's here if you're interested in participating in that group. Even if you're not for or against fracking, to me it doesn't matter. It's really just to get our hands around alternative energy and how we can kind of reduce our dependency and in Green County, and really be an example for the rest of the state of New York. So with all that said, who's representing?
I'll start, and I'm hoping other people will jump in. Okay. I will go on as long as nobody jumps in. But to begin with, it's called a brine prohibition, and I want to be clear that it's gas-based brine. It's not pickle brine. If you want to take pickle brine and throw it all over your streets, go ahead. You're going to have an ant problem. But it's with the gas brine is, let me go and give it just a real brief rundown on how all this fluid comes and where it is coming from. I think everybody in here knows what I mean when I say when they frack. When they frack, they're putting down a lot of water, basically on average 5 million gallons of fresh water, a lot of sand, a lot of chemicals. It's like only 2% or 3% of what the whole thing is, but a lot of chemicals. And yes, that's a I can never say it. But the thing is, when it comes back up, on average of the 5 million gallons, 2 million gallons comes back up. And while we can't necessarily say what the chemicals were that went down, one of them is definitely a biocide, which kills germs and bacteria, which are necessary for sewage waste treatment plants because it eats the crap, literally. So we don't want to lose those. But also, in the Marcellus Shale particularly, it's radioactive. It's extremely salty. Between 7 and 30 times as salty as seawater. And if you even put 30 times as salty as seawater water on your roads, you'd be killing a lot of stuff. One of my main concerns is that it's radioactive. A lot of it is radioactive in the Marcellus Shale, not all of it. There's strontium, there's radium, and there's uranium. So there's 2 million gallons. It comes up with every drill. And in Pennsylvania, they are drilling a lot still. Tons and tons and trillions of gallons have come up. And they want to get rid of it. They don't know where to put it. And in New York State, we are already getting 30% of the fracking waste, both the flowback and the drill cuttings, from Pennsylvania. And they're going in waste dumps, they're going in different things. So these people want to get rid of this waste product. And one of the ways they get rid of it is to give it away, basically, or sell it so cheap as road brine. And we're trying to keep that from coming into our communities here in Green County. Green was excited to have people at the first meeting. It took us forever to come up with a name, but Liz LeJudis came up with a great name, so we all love that. But we decided that the village of Catskill would be the best place to start with this brine prohibition. On the agenda, it says a resolution. Well, you know, you can, while you're dickering over a law, you can have a resolution saying you don't want it. But a resolution is like saying, you could also say right now, you want a resolution where nobody is spitting on the street. But you could have everybody in here walk outside with this resolution in place and spit on the street, and you can't do a darn thing about it. You need to have a law, you need to have a prohibition in place. So a group of us, several of us, worked on, in Green, worked on taking different parts of different bills. There's different communities and different counties in New York State that have already done it. The city of Albany had one for a while, but Albany County just passed one last night.
Countywide.
And we do hope that this spreads out within Green County to different municipalities and eventually to the county. Then the only things we have to worry about are state roads and how we're going to stop that. So, and that's a whole other story. But anyway, that's basically what this is about. We have section title. All of these things the village board can change, can tweak, can adapt to how they want. But we think this law is a really good place for you people to look over and start. And we really do hope that you consider passing it. It is the Brine is, we do know that a lot of the stuff that comes up is not good. A lot of the stuff that comes up out of our ground is not good. Plus the chemicals, there are people who have found out what the chemicals going down are, toluene, benzene, carcinogenic chemicals. So we don't want these on our roads. We don't want people walking across the street when this gets on the road, walking into their house, killing their children, their pets. They do cause a lot of flowback. And nobody, even in the industry, would say that they would recommend that this flowback is safe to be used as it is. And if you were to put it into a sewage treatment plant, there are no sewage waste treatment plants that can handle the radioactivity that's coming out of these. There's one in New York State that is tried, and the water downriver has been tested, and it was hot in spots. So you wouldn't want a nuclear waste dump in the town. You don't want to be doing anything with any of this frack waste. And I want to open this up to other people who want to add or correct or say anything else about this.
Before we do that, let me go through kind of a little bit of what I think the process will play out here, and then we'll kind of go around the board a little bit here.
Okay.
I think what we'll do is, anytime we do a local law, we have a public hearing. I think we need a 12-day window to get it in the paper and get our, you know, our window. Our meetings are typically are the second and fourth Monday. So our next
Wednesday.
Meeting, Wednesdays, right? Back in the old days, Wednesdays. When is the next meeting? What day?
Days
for that?
14th would be the 28th.
28th. Okay, so that's simple enough. So what I would like to see happen is if we can get a public hearing set up for that day, and we'll let the board kind of weigh in on this for a second. And in the meantime, we'll work with our attorney, Alex Beck, he's from Wilson Elser up in Albany, to kind of tweak it a little bit, because I just want to make sure we're doing the right thing legally, and then come back, have that public hearing, and then I've very rarely do we not vote on and take action on a law that night, unless there is a lot of people coming out with different ideas and we have to go back and tweak it a little bit. But I think we'll have a pretty good turnout and a pretty good progress that night. So from a timeline perspective, does anybody have any questions on the procedure of that? Yeah.
Can I add one other thing?
Sure, please.
I'm working. I have a woman who's coming. I have to get the venue, and maybe you can help me with
sure.
that. For August 25th okay. at 4 o'clock, there's a woman coming who is very well versed in that. And there may be one other person coming to offer a forum for people to hear about the possible harms to frack waste and other just the harms.
August 25th, 4 p.m.?
August 25th, 4 p.m.
Yeah, let's talk offline or through email and let's get something set up. I think maybe we could use the school or something like that as a forum for that.
I think I would rather.
Well, yeah, wherever you want. I just throwing out an idea, just not knowing how many people would wind up coming. So I want other people to comment if they want, but try to keep it to maybe 1 or 2 minutes. Does anybody have anything they'd like to add to this? There's going to be time during the public hearing at the next meeting, but anything you want to add for right now? Lou?
The only thing you would have to do with this one, not that I'm against not using it, because I understand where they're coming from, but you ought to check with the county too. And I think it's the law that the county would pass, because a lot of small villages in town use the aggregate through the county contract. So it causes some financial problem if we couldn't use the county contract, because the company the county had received uses this fracking salt. So that's something you ought to check out. I mean, I'm not saying we shouldn't support this, but I'm saying you ought to check with the county, because as poor villages we are with the towns around, we use the county contract to buy our aggregate.
Right. So, and thank you for that. So I think, you know, the way I see this playing out is we're kind of a stepping stone to the town, to the county, to the state for this green group. So, you know, as much teeth as it has in it, I think it'll be good for us to pass it just to get to notice it to go up. I do have a question, Lou, though. If you had to guess, and I won't quote you on it, how much would we use a year in our village? We've got 2.2 square miles.
Use
like a billion gallons.
From 700 to 900 tons of salt a year.
Okay, and this would replace, this could replace salt?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, if you want with the liquid form, some companies are mixing it with their salt now.
Okay.
See, so the state of New York uses brine, and there's a lot of small towns use brine, but they buy a chlorinated brine. It's made out of chlorine and water, all right? The brine she's talking about is different.
Yep.
And they would probably somehow mix that with the chlorine the water, or color the salt with it if it's an off color. As they use beet juice and stuff like that, they might add this to color the salt if it's an off color, which I don't know that much about, so I can't comment, because I don't know. But.
All right, somebody had a question over here? All right, so does anybody on the board have an objection to putting this on for a public hearing for the next 2 weeks?
Alex, look this over. We got a Peckham issue here with bidding our
contract. No, Peckham. Why Peckham issue?
All the bids and contracts related to the pension of services. That
is this affect Blacktop? Or
yeah.
Blacktop?
We haven't, we don't use any grind for Blacktop. That all comes from...
But there's no byproducts in the Blacktop or anything that Peckham.
Well, I don't think there would. Some of the tar based material for oil and stone.
Right. Well,
they do cut with water. I don't know if they would use this type of aggregate or brine to cut that. Usually, just plain water they do that with. But I don't know what they use, Patrick. I'm not. You know. And I'll put it down, but I don't know what the chemistry is.
Right. I was just reading some of the wordage in here.
I mean, I think
it's I don't want to get jammed up.
Yeah, we'll circulate around to the department heads and we'll get Alex on it. So, you know, if the game plan, yes, sorry, go ahead.
My name's Linda Leeds. I'm here as an interested party. I'm a member of Greene County Council on the Arts, if that gives me the right to speak. I'm from Ulster County. I just want to say something. I looked at, Ulster County has passed a brine prohibition on all county roads and county property. I looked at it from the point of view of what their budget would be, and if this great gift, if you want some nuclear waste, I'm sure you could get that for free too. It would be a nice gift. The industry could figure out how to sell it to you. Anyway, the brine is used in certain towns and certain towns. It's a big budgetary item in Ulster County. I think it was almost $1 million that's spent on salt or brine or sand or gravel to protect their roads, but they decided that the economic risks outweighed the possible benefits. And just a few of them could be that could, you know, result in whether nuisance or serious lawsuits, potential water or land contamination where this stuff is spread, adverse health impacts on animals or people, vehicles transporting chemical-laden waste, which has radioactivity in it too. This is researched and known by independent scientists. Increased the risk of human exposure and contamination in the event of accidents. What do you do if there is an accident of a frack waste-carrying truck. That involves EMTs, fire department, whatever emergency services. Waste treatment processing, frac fluids could mean, you know, whatever they let go as it goes downstream might potentially be a problem for communities there. Just possibilities, okay? Some of them are more imminent than others. And any of these could result in lawsuits that would be costly to defend, whether they were won or not, whether they could be won or not. So I want you to consider those right alongside of any possible savings.
So the question we have from one of the board members is, do we know where the state is on all of this? Is there...
The DEC, yeah, we know something, and it's not very good, frankly. The DEC contends that when mixed with a lot of water, it is it could be used. They actually issue beneficial use permits for towns that request them. I feel that the, I don't know if you know the what do they call the Mineral Resources Division of the DEC. Their mandate is to promote gas and oil development. They supposedly at the same time to protect people, but the first part of the sentence, the first phrase in the sentence is to promote oil and gas development. And so this, you can't promote the development of it without figuring out how to get rid of the waste. The waste we know has caused earthquakes in 3 or 4 locations where it's been injected into cylinders to dispose of it. Anyway, what else can I tell you?
Let me go around the board just to hear some comments. Ms. Kozlowski, what's your thoughts on kind of moving forward with presenting this as a local law in a public hearing? Whether it be 2 weeks or 3 weeks, whatever we do,
you should know what my thoughts are.
I do, but I want the folks to hear it.
Because I did propose it to the county legislature, and they turned me down. They said they wanted to wait and see what the state answer was to their fracking. So, again, I attended the meeting with a bunch of other people, which is now called Green. So I'd like to see this move forward for us to start a resolution someplace.
Okay. Mr. Jones?
Yeah, I kind of got schooled today a little bit about what brine actually was. So, Lou, are we using brine product in our salt right now?
To my knowledge, no.
So
we buy
we don't even, or do we not know?
No, we don't know.
At this time, we buy salt strictly out of the mines. But what the carrier does and what the handler does, we don't know before it gets here. There is people that use brine, but the brine that's always been used on state roads and stuff is more or less a calcium-based bond brine.
Yeah.
It's mixed with calcium and water. This is something that evidently has come up in the past few years. It's been kept quiet, and I don't know that much about it.
So if we have some contractual things that we got to make sure we clear up, some wording of the law, I would like to have all that cleaned up before we present the final packet to a public hearing and saying this is what we're proposing, and make sure all our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed to make sure that we're covered all the way around. But absolutely, if it's something that's radioactive stuff, if it's going to destroy our sewer treatment plant, then absolutely, I think we should go forward. But I just want to make sure we're covered legally, contractually, financially, on our end before we present a final packet to the public. Yeah.
All right. Perfect.
Walter Hong from Ithaca, and I don't necessarily agree with Walter on all of his stuff, but he's done a lot of research on the use of brine on roads in Western New York. Western New York is much closer to where to the part of Pennsylvania where it's going on. And there were over 200 roads
villages and municipalities that were using it, and he actually has that information. You can look him up at Toxics Targeting, and I'm not real sure.
I think it is.
Dot com, Toxics Targeting, I think it's T-O-X-I-C-S Targeting. But if you Google that, it'll give you the correct spelling if it doesn't come out. So, and he's got a lot of information on there, and you can actually, he's very accessible if you find his, if you have his email in there and stuff. And if you want it, I can hunt it down and find it for you if you can't find it.
One of us can track it down.
Mary,
okay, thank you.
If I can't get it, I'll reach out to you, okay?
Thank you, Beth.
Mr. McCulloch, would you like to comment?
Just echo what Jimmy said, and then also in here it says that, you know, we have to find out what our vendors are using, because like Louis said, we don't know if they're using it or not. And then they have to supply us with a sworn statement that they're not using it.
Yep.
So then if we find out that one of our vendors are using it and they're under state contract, then we have to realize that it will cost us more money to bid it out.
Well, I mean, we have to go through that process, right?
Right.
I mean, yeah, we don't know.
I mean, what does that say now? I know you guys have been reading it, but does it say that they can't use this line now?
It's unlawful. It's the resolution that's proposed.
So this is the proposal.
This is
right.
Proposal.
Yeah, this is just proposed.
Right, okay.
It says it's unlawful.
It hasn't been passed to Congress or anything else like that.
So that's the only one we were concerned about.
Right.
Yep. Right.
I would definitely want to make sure that.
And that's all. Yeah,
and this green organization, are they going to other villages and stuff like this and presenting this?
Yep, this was the first stop.
To have everybody join in.
Yep.
So your base locate is from Kingston?
No, this is Green County folks here.
It's just Green County where your base is?
Yeah, they're based in Green County, yes.
So you're going to go around to each little village and town and stuff like this and present this?
We would like to, yeah.
I think that's where the attorney should get involved and find out where your obligation is with the state.
We have none.
That's what I said, but if you're going to pass this law and we bid this stuff out, where do you go? Do you stop bidding it there? Do you go to people who's going to sell it that doesn't have this?
But that's our choice, right? So to me, the state's irrelevant and the county's irrelevant in all this, right? So we dictate what goes on our village streets.
Your taxpayers dictate.
Well, taxpayers elect us for us to dictate what goes on the city. That's right. That's our people in the audience. So hang on. So I mean, I don't want to get in the position of taking the back seat and saying, well, let's wait to see what the state does. Let's wait to see what the county does, because we'll be here for the next 620 years. Nobody's doing anything, right?
I'm in favor of saving lives, and that's what you're trying to stop right here. Mm-hmm. And you got to start somewhere.
Yep.
But I don't want to be us the first one to throw the sword in, and then we're wrong. I think we need to research on this.
Hang on.
Albany County just passed it two nights ago. Ulster County has passed one. I do believe Sullivan County passed one.
Westchester passed one. That's what I'm asking.
You may have said it, but why did Green County turn it down?
Because they want to wait until they see what the state comes out with.
Well, I think, like you're saying, the more information that's out there, the more you can observe, and the more that the attorneys involved will represent us, tell us exactly which way we should go. I think you need to get that information out there before you pass the resolution, or even have the voters pass that, so they have the information to know, right, yes or no. Most of the people will vote to save lives.
Right. But this doesn't go to a public vote, right? So this is a local law. So we would do the 12 days. Folks would come in, give us their opinion. Then that night, if three of us say yes,
so then we're gonna act.
We are going to act. It's not a public vote.
It's not a public vote.
As representatives of the people, we would
as
vote.
As representatives of the taxpayers, that's what we're here to do.
Exactly.
In the best interest of them.
Exactly. There were a couple hands up, as long as they're on topic. Does anybody have anything to add to that? Back and forth? Okay.
I do have a quick. Joe, so what exactly was proposed to the legislator? Exactly what we're talking here tonight?
Not in this exact.
The spirit of it was yes. Don't put stuff on the roads.
Okay. And they actually just majority of them.
I was sitting right there. I was sitting right there with them, and it was
wow.
No. It was like it wasn't even a conversation. I really was maybe a 3 minute
moving right along kind of thing.
Moving right along to something else.
Okay.
We're going to do not do something.
So you're hoping that they follow us.
I'm sorry not to know.
I'm sorry?
They didn't vote?
No, Joe, Mr. Kozlowski brought it up during one of the committee meetings.
I proposed it through committee, and it never got out of committee, so.
All right, so there's.
What do we, Larry?
Oh, Larry, yes.
Yeah, Larry Fetterman. I wear lots of hats in the community. Always thought any club that would have me as a member, I don't know if I want to be a member of this group, I feel most strongly. There are a lot of facts, a lot of figures, a lot of things going around at the meeting the other night, and as Joyce will attend, she couldn't get me off the computer as I started researching. I won't go into the details of the chemicals. We know there's bad stuff in there. You know, I'm an outdoor educator for Audubon. I try to keep my message simple. I found out data from the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection. They have an oil and gas reporting website, and you can get your stats on where their wastewater is going, to Ohio, West Virginia, to New York. Three counties, Chautauqua, Allegheny, and Erie counties, 31,000 gallons in one county, 109,000 gallons, 123,000 gallons. That was in 2011 alone, and similar stats for 2012. But one thing that struck me, the state of Texas, now, yee-haw, let's drill, let's bring this stuff up. They have banned the use of fracking fluids on their roads or to have it go into wastewater treatment plants.
Just to add to that, in one article that I read in the Times Union, that the writer said that if fracking Texas could ban it on their roads, then everybody else should do the same thing.
And other things that I dug up, apparently the New York Times had dug up some EPA studies that never made the light of day on how bad these fluids are. This is something that should transcend politics. It should transcend counties. It should transcend the states. This is something that we're not going to be able to live with, because if we don't have clean water, we're done. So you're talking about this getting into our streams. So there goes my job. It's going to get into groundwater, it's going to get into our wells, and without water, we're sunk. So, okay.
There's one other dimension to the water issue. Some of you may have seen the news coverage of it last week, and one county in Texas that's gone totally dry because it had 140 wells digging up water to use to frack. You know, because you're talking, what, five million was it? 5 million gallons on average
per well
and used for hydrofracking. So the destruction, the despoilation and destruction of water happens at both ends. First, pulling the water out of the earth and out of the deep reservoirs and stuff like that to use it for fracking, then poisoning it and filling it with radioactivity so that it can't be used for anything else and can't be recycled. So the dimensions, you know, nationally and globally really are pretty huge, and fracking is going on in other countries now too. So
I have a question too about the fracking. If the water in these in the states such as Texas, where they are really big on fracking and these towns are going dry, I'm sure everyone who's knowledgeable about the topic knows that their water is also very flammable. If that's a byproduct of the fracking and you're laying that on the roads, does that make the roads as well a dangerous? Is that a flammable substance being put down on our roads that cars are being transported on, driving on?
It's another thing. It's a good question. Kids are waiting for the school bus out there. Good point. Yes, sir.
Just one thing to answer, Member Duchesne. Catskill has the opportunity to lead by example here in the county. So if we're the first, you're the first village to start this movement, then I'm all for going to other villages. I have no problem taking this to the town board once the dust settles a bit, then getting other villages and towns on board. Then Mr. Kozlowski can take his resolution to the county and say, look what's happened in your fiefdom.
Okay, good point.
I'm Jane Toby from Catskill, and I wanted to point out that many of these people in green are from Catskill. I'm from the town, and I would really hope that the village will go ahead with this. And I wanted to thank Mary Finneran who spoke first,
yes,
who really started this initiative. I wasn't able to go to the meeting the other night, and I definitely want to continue. And also, did you know that this hazardous radioactive waste is exempt from the Safe Drinking Water Act, the Clean Drinking Water Act, the Clean Air Act, and other federal environmental laws?
If you're addressing this strictly to me, no, I did not.
Well, I'm addressing it to. I mean,
I don't want to sound like I'm against it. I'm not. I just need more information into it so that I can put my input to it. And if it's in favor of saving lives and stuff like that throughout the county, and we're the first ones to spread the seed, then I think that's what we should do. And I'm not saying we not do it. I just need more information so we can talk about it.
Thank you.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Yes, sir.
We in this village, you guys in the village, I actually live in the town of Catskill also. I'm in Palinville.
We still love you.
We really do. Okay. I came here and retired here, and I love the area. I love the clean water. I love the clean air, and I want to stay here. I don't want fracking to take place. I don't want the brine on the roads. I don't want the radioactivity. I like the fresh water that I have coming out of my well. I want to keep it there. For my use, for drinking, okay, to water plants. I'd like to send a message to the state by having all the villages and the counties send messages by passing laws that say we don't want fracking, and that's what's important. So this could be one of other laws that we might consider, okay? We don't want them to take our water to frack it. We don't want that water anywhere near our properties. We have a lot of farms in this area, in this community. We have people. We like that fresh water. We have hunters. We have fishermen. Okay? Tourism is a big deal in this county. We want to keep it that way. We don't want to industrialize this place.
Right?
We want to keep it natural.
Green.
And that's why we're here. Okay? So this is the start. You guys are the first in the county, but not the first in the state.
Thank you. Yes?
I just want... kind of on topic, kind of not. You know I work
with... How did I know you were going to say that?
Yes.
She's a regular at our meeting, folks.
No, I just want to say something that, you know I work with the resorts.
Yes.
Okay, so I interact with a lot of people who do not live here. And a comment was made to me this morning. I'm having a hard time with days.
Okay.
About how they came up here and they couldn't believe how the air was so clean and fresh. I was like, oh, really? It's like, okay. We're used to it. But it just was amazing that somebody coming here actually noticed the difference in our air.
Yeah.
So I think that with anything that we do environmentally, we should fall in line and do it.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you for the comment. All right, maybe one or two more comments if anybody has one. All right, I think, we'll schedule up. We're going to get this information over to our attorney. We're going to arm wrestle a little bit on the board. Does anybody on the board have anything they want to bring up on this topic before I turn it over like I usually do? We're off this one. All right. Yeah, we'll figure out.